How many of you were here for my first lesson on Sunday night? Okay. I like reruns too. I got to be careful about my cute comments. I don't like them to sound so keen. And anyway, we're talking about Jehovah's Witnesses tonight. And there are a lot of questions about the Witnesses, a lot of curious little things they do that people have concerns about. Maybe you're familiar with Witnesses from your workplace, or you remember them from school. Those of you that have children, your children might have told you some things in school. They don't salute the flag. May have read about cases where they're in the paper because of refusing blood transfusions or refusing blood transfusions for their children in a life or death situation. I'm sure you're acquainted, maybe in the workplace, with their abstaining from participating in any holidays, and this strikes you as being odd. Maybe you're familiar with their pacifistic attitude towards government. They abstain from any military participation or any participation in politics, period. They don't have anything to do with any government, right down to local, community, etc. We're going to go over some of the reasons for this as we go along. But one thing I want to point out, the main reason that I'm teaching this is not so that you can go out and convert a witness, okay? When a witness comes to your door, which is most often when you do encounter them, they're coming with a very zealous faith, and they are convinced that they're right, and they're convinced that you're lost, and they're going to be there to try to convert you, all right? And I don't want you to think that this is going to just completely destroy a witness's argument, and they're going to get down on their knees, and they're going to say, "Pray the sinner's prayer with me." Okay, it doesn't work like that. But what I hope to accomplish is to answer some of your questions about where their doctrine comes from. Because when they come to your door with their ducks in a row, and you can believe they have their ducks in a row when they get there to talk to you, and they hit you with a doctrine that you're completely unaware of, and you're completely unaware with how to deal with it, and they start pointing to some scriptures out of context, it can be a very frustrating ordeal. And this is where I hope to clarify where they come from in terms of their doctrine that varies from the doctrine we receive from our understanding of the scriptures. And also, to be able to talk to people that are talking to the witnesses. Now, this is where I find that being up on the witnesses is the most helpful, because there's a lot of people out there that are just simply not active. And maybe they were raised in a church, but they never made a profession of faith, or they never took their worship seriously. They never really came to know their Lord. And because they have such a shallow impression of Christianity, they probably have a void in their life. And when they go through some trying times, and the witness knocks at their door, and the witness is ready to teach them their doctrine, that's a perfect prospect for that type of cult. The Witnesses, the Mormons, whoever would come knocking, and then you're kind of come across these people, and they're having questions about, well, I was talking to a witness today, and they seem to know what they're talking about. They really use their Bible a lot, and they seem to really know their Bible. And you know, those people might be lost, and you might not be able to bring them to the Lord right away. But if the witnesses or the Mormons or whoever get a foothold on these people, and they end up in such an organization and feel comfortable there and put down their roots of security there, it's going to be a lot harder.